You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I guarantee you Jeremy was glued to the TV watching the Home Run Derby last night.
Couldn't
at Coors Field.
Get enough of it.
Or did you go down and buy a ticket and go watch?
No. I stayed at home and watched my own bathroom.
Here's the report. Some guy with a massive ego won. He plays for the Mets and likes telling everyone how good he is.
Oh,
there's your update.
All right.
The All-Star game itself is tonight. Go team, whichever team you're pulling for.
There you go.
Hey, here's a story. Let me do a quick setup. We were driving somewhere on Sunday, and we went past like three businesses in a row with big signs that said, now hiring, now hiring, now hiring, now hiring.
Everybody see them everywhere. Yeah.
So there's this interesting, there's two stories out. One of them has to do with the fact that I was reading the other day that there are, unemployment is very high still, and the number of job openings is very high.
Yes.
And they were writing this interesting story about how you would think if there's all these openings that unemployment would go down, people go get jobs, but people aren't taking any of the jobs. And so we had this long chat in the car, and Gretchen's like, what do you think that is? And I had my theory. Is that obviously the pandemic affected everything, and especially when it comes to things like, you know, what people will tolerate with their job. Now everybody wants to work from home, or they want, you know, certain things before they'll go into an office. They want more money. They want this. Anyway, I said, and on top of it, I think there's a trend where people who might take the jobs that you see now hiring signs outside, whether it's fast food or, you know, a dry cleaner or something like that, people who normally would take those jobs now have had their head turned where they're saying, I can make money doing social media. And I can be an influencer. I can be that. I'm not saying they're all making a living at it, but I think that has become the thing. I'm going to become a TikTok star, or I'm going to become a YouTube star. I'm going to become. And she said, I've never thought about it like that. I said, I think that's not all of it, but I think that's part of it.
Yeah, it could be.
Is that people now feel like, why do I need to go into a job when I can stay home, upload some videos, and I'll make money from that?
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, the problem is you can't have a nation of 300 million TikTok stars. Somebody eventually has got to do these other jobs.
Somebody's got to do something, yeah.
So there's a story that Jeremy and I walked into this morning. The headline says, the entire staff of a Burger King quit. And they wrote out on the marquee, sorry for the inconvenience.
Aw.
So
it's not cool.
100% of them, they all just say, we don't want to do this anymore.
And, well, was there something going on at the restaurant? Or?
Well, the typical, you know, complaints, overworked, understaffed, that's the big one, right? Because people don't want to take those jobs. And there's like servers at restaurants. Like I was reading about one restaurant that normally has 20-something people on their staff. They have 8. And so all those 8 are overworked like crazy, which makes them right. want to quit.
Sure.
So I know we think that it's cool that everyone becomes, you know, a video star, but it's going to catch up to us, is what I was saying. We're going to get to the point where the businesses you're used to going to can't be open anymore because they can't find people to do the jobs. I'm not trying to be Chicken Little and say the sky is falling, but this is going to catch up to America and bite us right in the butt.
That being said, I just joined TikTok.
Yeah. Well, I knew you would.
I did. I got onto it. I was like, I need to do this.
Yeah, and you were
talking. But it's different for our.
It's because
you
were talking
job.
A few months ago. You said I'll never do TikTok, and I just was quietly like, I was just like,
I got on it.
You will be on there before you know it.
I'm gonna start developing a little following on TikTok now.
Okay.
But I think it's good for our work to do that in
sure.
our job. So it's. For, I mean, I have a job I go to.
Right.
This is just to accentuate the job.
I'm not
and I've got some other
it.
Side projects and stuff I'm working on that I want to start promoting on various social media stuff. So I was like, I got to get on the ticky-tacky.
Right. But I'm talking about people who normally would go to work at Burger King or normally go to work at the dry cleaner. Normally
I was just being funny.
They don't want to do these jobs anymore. And what happens?
I have a different mindset when it comes to all that. With these
what happens
quitting.
5 years from now?
I know you overworked and you're, you know, things suck and everything, but continue to work and work your butt off and work really hard because it's eventually going to pay off for you. Take these extra hours. You're going to be noticed and you're going to quickly move up the ladder, hopefully, at some of these places.
Yeah.
You know, I say, look, approach it differently. Don't walk out and don't be pissed. Put your head down and work your butt off and you'll get promoted, you know?
Yeah.
You'll move into Burger King corporate, hopefully, eventually. You know, because you have way more experience.
If there's a Burger King 5 years,
there will be. I mean, okay. There will be.
All right.
Speaking of Burger King, it's National French Fry Day.
Very happy about that.
Yeah, we are happy. Here we go. Yeah. Story says 83% of Americans like French fries, 4% dislike them, 12% are neutral, and 1% just don't know how they feel about the French fries. I just don't know. Second most popular American dish behind hamburgers. And French fries are the number two food that people just can't live without. I'm just going to roll up in a ball and die if I don't get me some French fries right now.
I saw that the crinkle cut made the top five.
Did it? I was happy about that. Regular's most popular, with curly fries being a close second. Then, yep, steak crinkle waffle.
Steak crinkle waffle.
That's like a funny, like, snap, crackle, pop.
You're a waffle guy, aren't you?
It's a new Kellogg's cereal. Steak cut, crinkle, and waffle. I like the waffle cut fry, yes, because that's what Chick-fil-A has. And that when you dip it into the sauce, it holds more sauce. And that's the only reason why I love the waffle fry.
Jeremy shoves his tongue down into that little container.
I do.
Chick-fil-A
we
sauce.
All do when that's empty. We all lick it. And then you look at your wife when you're doing it, too. Yeah. Speaking of ticky-tocky, Dom, here we go. Viral on TikTok right now. Somebody is claiming that your teeth get a whole lot whiter if you scrub them with a Mr. Clean magic eraser. You know, that magic eraser that you get, like, crayon off your wall or clean your tennis shoes with. People are rubbing them on their teeth. Now, dentists are freaking out because they're saying it's like really fine sandpaper on your teeth and you're stripping the enamel off. Stop it. Stop it now, okay? I can't imagine doing this. And the magic erasers to me are like going old school, nails on a chalkboard. When I have one of those in my hand, the squeakiness of it, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
It's like rubbing styrofoam on your teeth.
But they work like crazy.
They're really good getting crayon off of things. Hey, if you have been working your butt off at your office and you've been asking for an actual office space, like an office with a door, but they keep putting you in a cubicle, you are going to hate this. Kylie Jenner keeps bringing her daughter Stormy to work, and I guess she's on the payroll at Kylie Cosmetics, and she's 3 years old, and she has her own office, Dom. There's a new video going around showing Kylie's company, and Kris Jenner is there saying that Kylie goes to work with Stormy, with an I, and Stormy loves it, she absorbs it, and she's got her own office.
Wow.
Isn't that cute, Dom? That's really cute, isn't it? And speaking of ridiculous stuff, Paris Hilton, it's coming out with a new cooking show. It's coming out on August 4th. It's called Cooking with Paris. It's going to be 6 episodes of her trying out new recipes and ingredients and, you know, trying kitchen appliances because I doubt that she cooks for herself.
What has she been doing all these years?
I don't know. Just hanging out, I guess. There was a little documentary that was just released on her on Prime, I want to say. Basically talking about how her whole thing is just an act and she's not that stupid and she's actually very bright.
Right,
but she
sure.
was just doing that for the shows right. and for the cameras. And anyway,
she looked really, really, really intelligent on that sex tape that she put out.
Well, so. There is that, isn't there? She's actually not a real chef, so this should be mildly entertaining to watch, I guess. I don't know. There's a little trailer floating around if you want to check that out. Speaking of food, let me give you your Fat America real quick. Good news for vegetarians. Little Caesars has launched a new plant-based pepperoni pizza called the Plant-a-roni Pizza.
Clever.
And Coors Light just made a limited edition batch of beer. It's infused with ice from the arena where the Tampa Bay Lightning just won the Stanley Cup.
Is.
I know.
So there's like sweat and blood in it, or
get a
what?
Tooth in a can of your Coors Light? Sounds disgusting, doesn't it? Oh, gross. All right, let's do clickbait. This is fun.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. That's right, on social media. Dom and Jeremy. Check out this video I posted. It's a musician who recorded his cat. The cat was doing some sort of weird warbling sound when it was drinking milk. And he turned it into a song. I just happen to have a few seconds of it. If you want
to listen to that.
It starts with the warbling and then it goes into a beat, but you got to listen to it on our Facebook if you want to hear more. So. Yeah?
Brilliant.
All right. Okay, that's all you get.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You can find that video on our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
I know you want to.